name is Amir Makhoul. I'm the director of the Ittijah. It's the Union of Arab Community-Based Organizations. It's the Union of Palestinian NGOs inside Israel.
And where are you located?
I'm located in Haifa, but we are in, we have our emergency teams now within the Palestinian inside Israel, which we are the only Palestinians who are free to move, and we are trying all the time to communicate, to contact the Palestinians in West Bank and Gaza and the refugees camps, and to support them by humanitarian relief, like medical relief and food, which they have a lot of lack of that.
Now, you wrote...
What happened yesterday is that we were in demonstration in the checkpoint of Jenin with the, about 1,000 Palestinians in Israel, and with 10 tracks of medical and food relief that we would, wanted to brought to the refugee camp of Jenin. We were attacked by Israeli... civilians that were armed, and they shot at us, and two persons were injured. One is serious injured in her arm by bullet.
Now these were settlers,
and she was injured seriously, and she is hospitalized, still hospitalized. And they use Israeli guns, army guns, but they are civilians from inside Israel, inside the Green Line.
How many people were in this group?
Today?
Who were shooting? The group of Israelis.
Hello?
How many people were in the group of Israelis?
It was about 50, but we were about 1,000. But
wow.
the police allowed them. It was a combination between them and the police. Like the police allowed them to have their checkpoint that they put, and they made a fire within in the street, and then after that they began firing us by shooting us without some of them, not all of them, but like three persons that were shooting, and two persons were injured seriously from our group. And this is the first time that the Israeli mobs went to the street to block the our support to Palestinians in West Bank. What's going now in Jenin camp? The people are reporting on massacre. Like I got the final report 5 minutes ago. The Israelis are calling with the microphones to the community to leave the camp, because otherwise they will bomb it by F-16. And the people didn't accept to leave, because they said that we will never be like refugees again. And if we leave, so they will demolish our houses. And if they stay, the Israelis can make a massacre or can be not attacking by F-16, because everybody will be died there. They have lack of everything, like... people or who were died 5 days ago still in the street. They are not allowed to bury any of them. People who were injured, they're still in the street or in their houses, and they are bloody, and they have no treatment, no hospital. And the Israelis yesterday published that the Red Cross was allowed to treat injured people, but it's all the, like, about 10 reports I got from inside the refugee camp that it was big lie, it's incorrect. But it's like issue of PR of the Israelis more than in the ground. What's going now today in Nablus, that four Palestinians were killed, one of them a political leader of the Public Front, People Front, for Palestine, PPPL, which is his name is Ribhi Haddad, and he was killed, one of the political leaders, one of the leadership of the Palestinians inside the Nablus.
Was he executed?
He was killed, yeah.
Wow.
Today in the early morning. So the people are thinking about a massacre. Like, if if you take the Nablus, the old city of Nablus, the streets were 3 meters before the width of the street. Now it's 15 meters because they demolished everything around from both sides of the street, and in order to allow the tanks, the Israeli tanks, to come inside the city. They are thinking about 70 shops and commercial centers were totally damaged. And this is partial issue. We have a list of 36 Palestinians from inside the old city of Nablus that were killed until now, and we have today 4, and there are another others, but we want to be sure, so we didn't publish them, their names until now. We are not speaking about the injured people, because in Jenin camp, they are speaking about the numbers are moved from 2,000 till 3,000 of Palestinians, like 20% of the community are injured now. So it's part of the situation. There's no water, several days, there's no electricity. It became an issue of lecture. It's an issue that people don't think about, or the issues of telephone lines, etc. So people are without any connection with the world, excluding us that we are trying to connect between them and the media, and etc. People have a lot of fear now today. Like all the time, they are the main debate, to leave or not to leave the camp. This is the only thing that they are thinking about. And if they leave, they think that there will be massacre. If they didn't leave, they think that there will be massacre. And in one side, they are feeling high morality, the people, the community, but on the other side, it could be it's too dangerous and a lot of fear and scare about, if you can call anybody from Jenin camp, you can hear all the time the bombs on the phone and the missiles and etc.
Now, we're
situation, yeah.
You're in Haifa, correct?
Yeah.
We're getting early reports of a suicide attack on an Israeli passenger bus earlier this morning.
Yeah.
How's the mood there in Haifa, where you are, as a result of this?
Look, I think the Israelis became blame Sharon, because Sharon said that we are doing this this military campaign in order to ensure the security of the citizens of Israel. But in fact, people in Israel, nobody is feeling secure. Everybody is insecure today. The in the other side, that they are doing whatever. Or they reported the army that no more suicides and there will be no more bombs inside Israel. But in fact, this is what's going. But this is a result. This is the symptom. The people believe more and more. Also, the Israelis, that although the all of the Israeli military machine and the powerful Israeli military machine, it's not the solution. And there is more and more movements inside Israel that are saying that we have to begin negotiations, we have to negotiate not to use force, because the force is limited and it's impossible to defeat people. Like the Israeli army could defeat any army in the area, but not the people in their homeland. So what's going, it's too risky, and a lot of danger of massive massacres could happen every time. At the same time, there are disinformation and the lack of information on what's going inside the Palestinian sites. So what happened today is another lesson that it's in power. It couldn't the Israeli aggression couldn't solve the problem. The and there is no Israeli peaceful platform. There is no Israeli solution, a platform for any solution now, or just solution. They are speaking about how to have more offensive and to have more power, but not how to try to solve. And I think the Israeli after the what happened yesterday is more effective was also that 13 soldiers were killed or 15. The Israelis began thinking about why we are there, and many soldiers are asking now why we are there. And this is important because it's sometimes it's very high price, but this is the tragic issue that people, Israeli army couldn't defeat the Palestinian people if the Israeli army continue their aggression. So there will be more suicide bombs, and there will be more. Nobody will feel secure. The Palestinian anyway couldn't feel. Any Palestinian around here could have no security today. I mean, in the diaspora, the refugees, and inside Israel and in the West Bank and Gaza. But the new thing that no Israeli is feeling secure today. So this is the balance of the tragic balance of threat, but of scare also. But that's what this is the weapons of the weak part, that they couldn't confront the IDF. They could try to do in their ways, you know, what they're trying to do. And in fact, what's happened in Haifa also is that many of the bus, it was many soldiers inside the bus. I don't know if it was the reason, but this is they knew that we got the reported.
One final thought. U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell will be arriving in the region on Friday for a series of negotiations to an attempt to reach a settlement. Do you have any hopes that these talks will bear fruit?
In fact, we are blaming the American policy. We are, the Palestinians in Israel, demonstrated 1 week ago, a few days ago, behind of the American embassy, we said that it's USA sponsoring the war crimes of Eric Sharon. And this is what happened. This is what the feeling of the Palestinians and the Arab people also, that the F-16 is used, Israeli, the American support, strategic support to Israel. There are no hopes, in fact. I think the people here are feeling that the delay, the postponement of the arrival of Colin Powell to the area and after the Mediterranean and then to come to the Palestine, it's like a green card for Eric Sharon to continue his crime. And Powell could arrive or was supposed, and he could do that to begin from the, inside the green in Israel and Palestine to come in the beginning, but that he gave like 1 week for Eric Sharon to continue his crimes, and this is what's going on the ground. So I don't have a lot of hopes. I think that the there is a new thing in the area here now. That's not only what the Palestinians are doing, what the Arab people are doing in the area, and the voice of the Arab people is splitting the American interest in the Middle East, and the American don't want to be, they want to keep their interest. So they are trying to change their debate in the last days and their discourse, but it's still this than nobody believes that the American are coming or Powell is coming here for just peace. He's coming here for ceasefire maybe, but not for a just solution.
All right, Mr. Amir Mahul, I really appreciate your time today and speaking to us on Free Radio. And be careful over there.
Sure, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Shot with fire in his eyes, never runs when the bullets fly. He's more than willing to die to free Palestine. Oh Israel, oh Israel, my history just decays. shall try to nurture his rage, how to channel his hate, to live for the day, to give his life away. Oh Israel, oh Israel, history just decays. Soaked in blood, strewn with martyrs' graves. Hold in your God's holy name.
Stand.